please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code Taskmaster to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide, from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code Taskmaster to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code Taskmaster to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code Taskmaster and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hand with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code Taskmaster. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. and welcome to Test Commissioner Talks with Kevin Sullivan. I'm your host, JP John Paz. Of course, with me, the star of the show, the former WCW and ECW World Tag Team Champion, one of the greatest minds and bookers ever in the history of the business, the Games Master, the Taskmaster, the Devil himself, Mr. Kevin Sullivan. Kevin, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, JP. How are you, my friend?
Doing good, doing good. Can't complain with, you know, Tales from the Territories. You were obviously on the Florida episode, and you're going to be on some other episodes. I was just curious, like, in general, territories and booking. You get the territory. How do you book it? Like, that's something that is fascinating to me, because obviously you did it well, but it's not like you had experience coming in, right? Like, how do you book the territory?
With no experience?
Yeah.
I believe that you had to sit under a guy that knew what he was doing and take his script and make it your own and change it a little. But here's the strange thing about it. You had talent coming in and out of the territory. So there's always fresh people. I've mentioned this. When you were a kid and you went to the gardens and they would announce an intermission after a long absence, coming back, Victor Rivera, the people would pop. Yep. You know the old saying, you can't be missed unless you go away. And then back in the days with no internet, the only way wrestling fans, this is slightly before tape trading, was the magazines. And the magazines always made the guys look bigger than they were, right? So all of a sudden, a guy's coming in, they've never seen him. It's almost like a free pass. Do you know what I'm saying? That they're going to come down, and if the guy can perform, they'll be back. Today's day and age, where people stay forever, it's a lot harder. I mean, before we went on the air, we were talking about guys switches back and forth from babyface to heel. How many times did Big Show do that?
100. Yeah, he did it a lot.
It loses credibility. Because you're cheering for a guy and you're saying, 2 weeks ago I was booing this guy. Is this going to happen? And when it happens time and time again, not belittle Big Show because he drew a huge amount of money from the very beginning. You follow into what I keep on talking about, patents, right? And people lose confidence in a guy. You know, it's like you can make a guy turn either or babyface or heel. But when territory days, if he turned, you could have him a lose or leave town match. It would mean something. He would go away. So when he came back 3 years later, he had a fresh start. He could come in as a babyface or a heel, whatever he had done well with him going away. You know what I mean? But it's very hard, I believe. It's very hard storyline to keep on flipping guys back and forth. That's just my take on it.
When you get the book and you start booking a territory, what's the first thing you do? Like, what did you think? Like, okay, this is what I need to start fresh with. Or maybe, you know, you get some new talent or whatever. What do? Like, how do you start it?
You look at the talent there. You look at the talent that's drawn money. Look at the guys that you know are going to help out. And then you bring in, which everybody does, their own crew, who they're comfortable with that has drawn money. So, and then you look at a guy that has been around a long time in a territory, and maybe he was a main eventer a year and a half ago, but now he's just in the middle of cards. And when that usually happens, guys kind of lose confidence. They know they're not going to go back up to the main event. And they're just kind of doing time. So is that slot going to help you? Or is it better to bring someone in with a new face and see if you can get them over? So that's kind of the basis of it. But you don't get rid of guys just to get rid of guys. And if you have guys there that have drawn money, but they feel like the new regime isn't going to be quite as favorable to them, you got to get the most out of them before they're going to give you a notice, because you can pretty well tell who's going to stay, who's going to go.
So when you take over the book in like Florida, what do you do? What was the first thing? Like, who did you look at? Who did you want to keep? Did you think, oh, I need help? Somebody, I need an assistant. Like, what did you do?
Yeah, you know, you need an assistant to double check yourself. I was lucky I had JJ and Oliver Humperdinck. And you also know that some guys that have been there for a while are almost looking for a change themselves to leave. So you kind of get the most you can out of those guys before they leave, and bring in your own crew and let them get the heat that the guys had generated, or the goodwill as a babyface, and pass it on to the guys you're bringing in to draw money.
So how do you book a card? I was talking to a guy last night, very veteran of the business, 20 plus years. He was saying that was like one of the things that he didn't know at first. He didn't understand it. Like, what are the first match? Oh, how come he was saying like bad wrestling, like what they were doing in the third match, they kind of did in the first match. He was kind of saying when you're the booker, you got to book the whole card. You got to actually think it through every night, not just throw stuff out there. Like, how do you book a card?
To me, the most important match is the first match. It sets the tone for the night. So you want it, for me, I want my two best technical or high flyers that are going to give you action right away. Second match, you want to kind of give it a little bit of a break and bring in some guys that can really move, but aren't going to do the same spots the first match did. And then you want to, like I said, You want to, the third match, suppose you have six matches. The third match should almost be relegated to the babyface that you just brought in or the heel you just brought in to kind of put the spotlight on them. And then the fourth, fifth, and sixth, of course, the main event is what you shot the angle with on TV and what should draw the house. And then I've always liked tag matches in the next to last or second or next to last on the card, because to me, tag team wrestling is sort of a lost art today for a lot of companies. I know that WWE went through it for a long while, right?
Yep.
And it's an important part of the historical fact of wrestling. And it's easy when you have teams. I know I'm going back in the past, but the Rock and Roll and the Midnight Express. You couldn't go wrong there. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So what about the main event? What do you do for the main?
The main event has to be your single title of the territory. And you have to have a heel that's over and a baby face that the people believe in.
So when you're
building two different buildings at the same time, you're building a heel building and you're building a babyface building.
So when you were building, you make sure you have that building block, but you need the guy who's on top to draw the money, right?
Right.
So with you and let's say Florida, when you first get in there, like, who are your guys? I know you said Humperdinck and JJ, but who's the talent you love? Like, do you like Bob Roop, or who are your guys?
Yeah, I had Bob Roop. I had Mark Lewin. I had Angelo Mosca. On my side, big, crazy heels. But on the other side, I had technical heels, too. because I didn't want it all to look the same. You know, I wanted to give you a variety. And some of us like vanilla ice cream. Some of us like Rocky Road. You want to give them a little bit of everything.
Did you always want to be a booker or no?
Yeah, I think so. Especially when I was younger and I got to see what Eddie was doing. Because, you know, and then Vince Sr. It was amazing that they could book that far out and know where they were going and usually stick to it pretty close.
And you would have that same philosophy? You'd like to book far out, far in advance?
Yeah, yeah. Because I don't think you can write a book if you don't know what the ending is.
Do you think that's a lot of the problem in today? They have no idea where the story is going, and it just kind of goes, and then it has no ending.
And to give them their just due, they're writing a lot of TV. And they're under the gun because they have to have ratings every week. So, therefore, maybe they don't have the chance. But to me, even if you got down to 3 months, you should be able to do 3 months. Should have an idea how you're going to interlace the thing for at least 3 months. Okay, maybe you can't do it for a year because, especially in today's day and age where all these injuries are popping up.
Big time.
Yeah.
So many more so I've noticed now than ever. I don't know if it's the way they're training, what they're taking, but it seems like now more than ever, there's so many injuries going on.
Yeah, I think that they do a lot more high risk stuff, but isn't that it's just high risk? They're doing it many times a match. You know, you can get away with it maybe twice during the match, but six or seven times, you know, it's not going to work. And, you know, when they do these real high risk moves, you may not physically get injured that first time you do it, or second time you do it, or the third time, but you're putting your body at risk, you know, and the injuries are going to occur because of constant wear and tear.
So how did you become a booker, like in Florida? Like, how did it happen? Dusty left the territory and they said, hey, you want it, Kevin?
The first time Dusty was leaving, I believe he was champion, and they said, I think it was that Dusty recommended me. And that's how it happened.
So when you're taking the book and you're taking that over, do you get the guys together? Like, how does that work? Do you say, hey, I'm in charge now, guys, let's have a meeting? Or, like, how does that work? Does Eddie just say, hey, Kevin's in charge? Or how does that work?
They have a meeting and introduce you and, you know, you're in charge. And they always, you know, it's like being a baseball manager. The day you take the job, you're closer, one day closer to going out the door. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
So it's not going to be a very long run. Usually, you know, you don't see bookers hang around for a very long time back then in any one territory. But they did move from territory to territory.
What is that famous line about baseball managers? They hire you to fire you, I think it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
So they don't expect you to be a booker forever. I mean, they say 2 years or whatever, and then you're done?
Dusty had a great run. But he was also booking Dusty Rhodes, you know what I mean? And Dusty knew how to book Dusty. And I've said this before. People have always said, well, he never did a job. No, Dusty did jobs when he knew it was time for him to do a job. It would revive the territory.
Do you think being a booker and a wrestler at the same time is like a bad thing to do, or you think that's okay?
I think in today's day and age, it's not the greatest thing to do. Because it's very hard to separate your ability as a wrestler when you got a pencil in your hand.
Back then, do you think it was okay, or do you think maybe somebody else should be the booker and then wrestlers maybe shouldn't be bookers?
Well, it was okay then because it was a way to keep them, for the promotion, to keep the major star from leaving. It was also a ploy by the owners, you know what I mean? Oh, he may be going, you think he could book? Yeah, I think he could book for a while. And okay, let's make him the booker because he'll get a big jump in his pay and we'll keep him around longer.
When you're like the wrestler and the booker, do you get heat from the guys? Like, oh, this guy's, he's a wrestler, and he's like, do you get heat from the guys or no?
Yeah, you can if you don't, if you change your attitude, if they can come to you and you can explain what's happening and tell them honestly what's happening, they got no bitch because you're still one of them. It's when you become a booker and you blow them off and bullshit them.
Do you think anybody was like, oh, now Kevin's booking himself? Like, oh, like.
I'm sure. It's just the way of the business.
They don't say it to you, though?
No. Some would, I'm sure, did. But most of them wouldn't. Because they were afraid of retribution. And, you know, it's very hard when a guy is booking and he's working. Very difficult.
Seems like, not like a conflict of interest, but almost similar. Could it be a conflict of interest?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, have you ever heard the story about the Rock and Roll Express and Midnight Express, where they thought their push was stopped when they went to a B town and outdrew Dusty?
Yep.
Well, did that happen? I'm not sure, but I could see how it could.
For sure. I interviewed Ricky and Robert a while ago, but I interviewed them about it, and they said Dusty brought them into a meeting, just them two, and was like, you guys can't outdraw me. He's like, it's me and Flair. We're the A-town. So I don't know if you could say, oh, they're making that up or not, but it seems like they were being very truthful, saying Dusty was mad at them for outdrawing them in him and Flair, basically. B-town beating the A-town.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Don't cross the boss there. Don't cross the booker.
Yeah, I could see that happening because, you know, you got to realize back then there was no contracts and they, bookers had the power to make or break you a week, a month, a year.
So when you get into Florida, do you have, like, you have your guys, but like in a territory in general, is there like local guys you should be using? Do you want to bring in? Is there a number of like, hey, I got to use this percentage of local guys, this fresh talent, these guys I want to bring in? Like, how do you kind of split that up? Is there a split of heels and baby faces? How does that all work?
There wasn't much local talent. You know, the only local talent that territory used were guys on open matches or enhancement guys on TV because they were local. You wanted to bring guys in that was their full-time gig. They weren't there forever. And that's what the promotion wanted, too. They didn't want guys moving into a territory. Because, God forbid, they meet somebody in a television company, right?
Yep.
So it was very, very... on the promoter's end, protected to make sure that nobody was buying a house or taking up roots in the neighborhood.
So not a lot of local guys are being used. Is it expensive to keep bringing guys in? Do you keep that in mind as the booker, or that's not your thing? You're just booking the card. You're worried about drawing houses.
Well, you're not having the giant dress rooms they have today. You're going to be aware of what's going out the door money-wise. But you're bringing guys in for different slots, money slots. So you're keeping an eye on the budget too.
With that, how do you, like, what's the philosophy? What do you tell everybody backstage? Like, this is what we're going to do moving forward. This is how we're going to make money. This angle is going to blow the roof off. No?
You don't tell them which way you're going in a meeting. You tell them individually what you see for them. Because if you tell them in a meeting which way they're going, it's going to get deciphered wrong. Then they're going to play he said, she said, and it's going to really be wrong. But if you tell somebody face to face, you know what you said, they know what you said, and you say, are we clear on this? Yeah. But when you say it to a meeting, it can get really twisted.
So when you are booking, obviously, you're booking Florida, you got it rolling. Are you thinking in your head, like, this is a change of philosophy of what Eddie was doing and what Dusty was doing, or are you keeping it the same as far as, I know we were talking about this before, you love heat. You love booking the heat. Yeah. Obviously, you know, you and Singh and Mark Lewin and eventually Luna and Woman. I mean, you're going to create this devil gimmick and this crazy heel. Are you a different philosophy from Eddie as far as that? As far as like, oh, I'm going to turn this upside down with a crazy stable of heels.
That's Eddie's philosophy, heat. And baby faces have to overcome. You know, I mean, look at when Bruno and Pedro were champions, giant heels, monsters. You know, Bruno usually had 3 matches with the top heel, right? He had to overcome. And that's what it was when Eddie was building Dusty. He had monsters from Pac Song onward. Giant heels.
Did you tell, like, Bob Roop and Lewin, like, listen, let's keep this kayfabe. We're going to keep this devil thing. Because, like, it shows in Tales from the Territories, you're walking around the supermarkets in your gimmick. I mean, do you tell the guys, or they just keep kayfabe on their own?
Do I tell them?
Yeah, like, hey, guys, let's really knock this home. Let's not let anybody in on the secret here.
Mark and I were together most of the time. At the gym and every place else. And Bob carried the gimmick all the way. It's kind of hard not to when you had half your head shaved. You know?
Yep.
So, and well, I didn't have to tell them anything. They just knew that if people saw you outside and were acting normal, that were wrestling fans, that were going to, especially with that gimmick being so outlandish, they were going to say, oh, this is bullshit.
Did you really walk around the supermarket like that? I mean, that's a great visual on the show.
Yeah, we used to ride to the towns with our robes on, me and Mark.
Were you guys legit crazy or what?
Oh, well, I think at that time, Mark had driven me crazy. I mean, we were going to the gym, we were swimming every day early in the morning. I'd go to the office. I mean, then you jump in the car and race to the town. It was a 24-hour day job.
That's got to be like crazy for a fan. It's like, oh my God, this guy's a devil worshiper, you know, whatever. Like, oh my God, like, look at him. He really is. He's food shopping and he's got his gimmick, you know, his outfit on. Like, he really's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you had to do it back then because people believed, or at least wanted to believe.
So when you're booking the territory, how close are you to the other territories, or are they completely competition, or are you guys having an open exchange of talent, or is that only with certain guys, like certain promoters?
Well, the closer you were to another territory, you were closer to the booker and owner. Like Florida dealt a lot with Georgia, a lot with Carolinas, and then a lot with the Fullers. Further, you go, the less you have in common is. Like when I left Florida and went to San Francisco, that was a long trip. So you didn't have guys, like a lot of guys back in the day would start in, we'll say hypothetically, that they were in the middle. That was one of the best jobs I ever had for money and travel. But that's a long way away. So we didn't talk to Roy Scheier as much, you know what I mean? We didn't talk to LaBelle much, but we did talk to Senior and those guys on the East Coast.
What did you think about, like, competition? Did you think you guys had any in the other territories, or is it not really competition because you're in different regions and you're, you know, this is your part of the world?
It's like when baseball, the National League and American League were really separated. There wasn't that many trades between leagues, right? And that's what it was. They were over there. You didn't even know what was going on. I mean, it sounds crazy, but I mean, there was champions. Boston had its own champion, and New York had its own champion, yet they're only, 225 miles apart. Nobody knew the difference. And when you go to paper, it was all local news. Except big world events. I mean, if you didn't live through that time period, it's hard to think that you weren't getting news on your phone from Saudi Arabia or what's happening in South Korea, the flood, or anything like that.
So how did you think you did as far as booking that territory? Because obviously you had it ramped up with yourself doing the Devil's Lip. You had the feud with Dusty. You know, you had all those great moments. How did you think you did as far as like booking that territory in Florida?
I think I did okay, but I had some of the greatest baby faces of all times to work with. Dusty, Blackjack Mulligan, Barry Windham, Billy Graham, Junkyard Dog, Bad News Allen. I mean, I had the crumb of the baby faces.
What do you think are some do's and don'ts that you got to look out for as far as booking?
Don't start an angle, a personal angle, and stretch it out too long before the guys touch. You know, everybody wants to keep on adding layers of the onion. Yeah, you can do that when you're starting an angle that there's not a personal issue. But once it becomes a personal issue, you gotta almost get to it. My example is, remember when Taz and Sabu, they built that angle and built that angle? They almost went too far where they didn't touch.
Right.
They got to a point where it started to go the other way. And that's a very difficult thing, and that's a learning process. And that's no knock. That's just a learning process.
So you got to make sure, obviously, you know, you're getting enough miles that the guys are touching as far as wrestling and fighting and feuding within a certain point, having that match in a certain point. What about, like, guys that, like, dream matches and stuff? Do you do that? Do you just do that at big shows, like your quote-unquote money matches? Is that something you draw out and stuff, like, because obviously this is not a territory, but WCW Hogan Sting, you drew out for a year and did 700 plus thousand buys.
That's a whole different concept too. When you have to go back to towns every week, you don't have the luxury of a town being down for 4 months. I mean, every town that I mentioned before, but from Florida, ran every week, except the Saturday show, which was ran once a month in four different towns that drew big money because you loaded the card up. You can't let a territory go down for, like I said, 4 months. You got to supply that town with what's hot. You're not going to sit and wait and come the fifth month.
Is it tough to keep it fresh?
Yeah, very tough.
So like you said, you're going back and back and back. Like, it's got to be hard to to keep it fresh and keep them coming back each and every week. It's not like you're coming back in 6 months. You're coming back weekly.
And you don't have 40 guys on your roster. You have 12 to 14. That's a little difficult too.
When you're looking at you booking a territory versus booking WCW, is it completely different because you're not running weekly talents and stuff?
Or
is it
completely? It's apples and oranges. It's not even close.
Is the philosophy the same though, as far as what you want to do with the guys and how you want to book heat, things like that?
Yeah, the philosophy is heat and babyface and scumbag, but you're only going to, we'll say, Denver three times a year. So you can, and, you know, the major towns, you weren't going there as often. It isn't like going back every week. You know, every week, think about that, 52 weeks of the year they were there.
Pretty nuts. And to be able to get them to come back each time, because you figure, oh, they're going to get worn out or they're going to get tired of it. But if you're booking the territory correctly, they're dying to come back each and every week.
Right, right. Right.
Do you think booking a territory, you prefer that over, not like necessarily the politics of WCW, but like the more corporate side? Would you rather the territory booking or the corporate side? Because obviously there's more money in the corporate side, I would think.
Much more money in the corporate side. You know what I mean? Because they're also buying the TV product. You know, when you had territories, very few TV companies actually paid for the wrestling program.
Did you have more fun booking a territory or booking, let's say, WCW, for instance?
Well, it's, again, it's like the difference between booking football, coaching football and coaching baseball are two different entities. One, you had to be on top of. But because it ran every week, you could make adjustments or you could see what was working right away.
If you had your preference, no money involved, but would you rather go back and, let's say, book Florida, or do you like WCW?
You can never go back. Everything's going to evolve. We'll never see territories again. And that's, you know, that's like daytime baseball, taking down the lights. It'll never happen.
So let's hit the plugs. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man Power Trip. Check out the website, tmptempire.com. You can follow Kevin on Instagram at Taskmaster Talks. Go to Pro Wrestling Tees, prowrestlingtees.com, and visit the Kevin Sullivan store. Kevin, what else you got going on in your world?
Well, I'm going to be in Homestead Saturday and for CCW. But I'm still on my fishing trip, so I'm having a good time.
Nice. I love that extended fishing trip for you. I love that.
Yeah.
But thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you right back here next week for a little Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. We'll see you next week, folks. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron. And also check out the website, TMPTEmpire.com. And buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip. Where the power lies, brother. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code, Taskmaster, to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code TASKMASTER to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And With the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TESKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie.